weiter verspott ein Herz, was für Kreuz hat Ishmael und Aleches Bohem. Das war Aschi says, al tifte mit Teucho, schlo toi malamad di Chochmas Yisrael, Eilach ve Elmad, Chochmas Aumois, let me go on to Chochmas Aumois. Nein, lo leches Bohem, should be careful not to learn the Chukos Agoyim, the Chochmas Aumois. You should stay involved in the chukos of Hashem ushmalte es chukoisai ves mishpota asha yas oisam ha'odam v'chai ba'am ani Hashem, and you should keep and watch the chukim and mishpotim asha yas oisam ha'odam v'chai bohem ani Hashem. And then the parasha continues to the parasha of Arayos, the parasha of Znos, the parasha of the different Arayos that's also in Klal Yisrael. And l'choira, from the context where the Torah placed this inyan u'shmarat m'schukoisa v'smishpotai, I mean, obviously all the mitzvahs were supposed to watch, and Hashem said, don't do k'imasi eretz Mitzrayim, k'imasi eretz Kanaan, don't go in their ways. What does the Torah have to Mishraim over here, Ushmaratim Schukoisai, obviously, all the mitzvahs we know, Hashem, the whole Torah, Hashem is commanding us, Lavim and Asin. What does the Torah, Abdoisha, have to emphasize here, Ushmaratim Schukoisai, Ves Mishpotai? Secondly, over here we find a Lashon that the Choyah we don't find anywhere else in Chumash. Ushmaratim Schukoisai, Ves Mishpotai, Shayas, Oysim, Ha'odim, V'chai Bohem. You should live by them. Ani Hashem. Chabad Chaim is Akdomah to Mr. Brewer has a big arichos and what's Pshat V'chai Bohem Lo'olam Habo, as Rashi says, but we're going to learn L'chor the Pshuta Shal Dover. You know, that's how the Targum says Pshat of V'chai Bohem, to live by them. Ani Hashem V'yisoy Safi Lo'olam Hazeh. What's the emphasis of this parasha here in the parasha Minarai, in the parasha of Arayus, in the Tzibur from Arayus? We're holding almost halfway through the Yemei HaSvira, the countdown to Kabbalas HaTorah. And we have to realize, that we have to understand, as our countdown to Torah, what are we counting about? The mitzvah of Svira HaTorah, the mitzvah to count the days. But what is it exactly? Count very nice. We count the days to Shavuos, Yeri Shein. What does the Torah want from us? Some say it's the Rabbanan today, but Lamaisa came to rise the count from the days of the Omer. What's the Yisoid HaDvarim? K'maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim. We started the parasha. What is the Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim? So the Mefarshim bring down the Medrash Rabbah of the Maya, the Znus, the promiscuity, the Znus, that they were involved in Mitzrayim. You saw it in Mitzrayim, they stood for this Memches Shari Tumah. Klal Yisrael lived amongst them. The Rambam writes that a person's mushba by his svivis. Kimaas ayeret Mitzrayim ashe yishavtim bo. You lived there. You dwelled with these goyish neighbors. With Egyptians. Who their whole life was built around znus. Their talk. What they thought about. Their whole mahus was znus and znus. Ugamati Eretz Kanaan, also say Chazal, Znus, and Kshafim also, witchcraft, Avodah Zarah also, terrible Avodah Zarah, of the emphasis on Znus. I believe Chazal is teaching us a murder, that the Torah actor is telling us a murder, the Gazach over here. A Yid has to realize, and he has to know we understand that by learning Torah and by doing the mitzvahs, a person understands that he has maybe a Tosefes Maila, that by having the Torah Akdosha, that learning the Torah Akdosha gives him a Tosefes, gives him a Maila of Kedoshim Tiyu, it gives him a Maila of Shtalkeit, of a little bit higher lifestyle. But without Torah, it's also okay. You know, I can handle myself without living a life of Torah. Oh, but this is a tremendous choice. The Torah HaKdoshah, I believe, is telling us a Meirut HaGezach, that the Torah says that in order for a person to get himself away and not to live a life of Kamasei Eretz Mitzrayim or Kamasei Eretz Kanaan Asher Yeshavtim Bo, in order to live that lifestyle, it's not enough just to try to be good. You have to be chai in the life of Torah. You have to make your lifestyle a lifestyle of Torah. It has to be a chiyus. It has to be an emes life in Torah. Ushmaltem es mitzvois and enforshim lemshad is to either on Torah mitzvahs or on Torah. Ushmaltem es chukoisai es mishpotai asher yasa oisab v'chai bohem. A person has to live a life of Torah in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. But more so, he has to live Chayei Torah. He has to believe that without Torah, what would he be? Not just Stam, a nice person. He would be Rachmana Litzlan, the Kivetz Nus, the Kivetz Kol Mini Dovara. What is the antidote for Kamasei Eretz Yisrayim? What is the thing that gives us the koyach to withstand the temptations of this world? That when you go out in the world, you're not attacked. It's not enough just to do mitzvahs either. You have to be chai. You have to be living. You have to be excited and living in the Torah-tika lifestyle. You have to have a chiyus in the learning. It has to be by your life. And without it, it has to be death. So it's Rabbi Yosef in Pesachim Samaches, Ila v'hayoyme, if not for the Heilig Katov, for the Heilig Katov of Man Torah, kam Yosef ike b'shuke, I would stand be a bomb on the shuk. So it's Rabbi Yosef, you could be a good person, have a good heart, I'm a good Ben Aram Chaveiro man. So if Rabbi Yosef, come Yosef, Ika the Shuk, yeah, we stop in the Shuk. Like any day, Joe, they would call me in the Shuk. Chenisroi Mamti, to lift yourself above the whole lifestyle that the world's living in, what they see as permitted to do, as something that people do and it's okay to do. That a president of the United States can get up before Amra Eda and announce that he's cheating on his wife, and everybody can say Obseda. Everybody makes mistakes, and he can continue on being the president, the one that people look up to. This is what the Goyish Shevel lives in. The peace speaker of the house did it, does it, he does it. So what's wrong? People make mistakes. A person without the Chayei Torah is Kemeis Ibeema. The atrocious acts of Mitzrayim, it wasn't Stam's Nus, it was Rachmana Litzlan living in that world of Tuma, of Arayus. On the Torah, Sadoisha says, it's not enough just to do mitzvahs now. In order for a person to be rescued from it, in order for a person to be shayich, to bring himself out of that matzav, zot v'chai bohem, you gotta live in Torah. It has to be a chai in Torah. It has to be a person's involved in Torah. It has to be, it's his life. It's not enough just, okay, I'll learn a few storm here, a verse storm there. I'll be yoitzizayin. Our yoytz is out in this mitzvah. It has to be a chiyus. It has to be exciting. It has to be life. It has to be his oxygen. It's a madreig, Rabbi Yisayim. But according to what we're saying today, it's not just for the sake of his rayimus, about it that was true, Rabbi Yosef, Ilah. Oh, but it's also for the sake of not to fall. You gotta keep steiging. You gotta keep going up. You gotta live in Torah. For if not, Achmona Litzlam. Was the going's up shot. That a person has to keep going. Oy Rechaim Lamaila Lamaskil Lamansur Mishal Tachtis. You gotta go up, because if you're not going up, there's no such thing as staying stationary. You're gonna be pulled down by the atrocities of the Welt. That is the assault. What the Torah director is saying. Und the Nitziv jetzt ist bemoor. Sog the Nitziv pshat. Asher yaase oysom ha'odem v'chaim meredik Nitziv. The Heilige Nitziv says, what's asher yaase oysom? You should watch my yichukim and my mishpotim asher yaase oysom. So the Netziv, what she yase? Says the Netziv, Asiyo is a different kavanah. It's not just doing, because we're referring to Torah here also. So if there, if it's going on Torah, the Pirish HaDvarim is that a person has to be mechadesh. Yase is much you have to create, chidush in Torah. That's the pshat in yase. If a person wants to have express his chiyus in Torah, that comes with chidush in Torah. He's ursing in Torah until he makes Torah. He creates Torah. And this is Mefash, a beautiful Mishnah in Ovis. Says the Mishnah, Loimin Amanas Lelameid, Maspigi Biyoda Lilmoid. A person learns Torah Amanas to teach, he'll be able to be Lilmoid, Ulelameid. But Loimin Amanas Laasois. If you learn Torah, Amanas Laasois, Maspigi Biyoda Lilmoid, Ulelameid, Ishma Velaasois. So the Tziv, that was all the first one, I'm befuddled by this Mishnah. It's a paralytic Mishnah. It says, Aloimin Amanas Lelameid. If you learn just Amanas Lelameid, you're going to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyat Yishmaya to learn and to teach. But Aloimin Amanas Lasos, in the literal translation, we translate literally, if you learn Amanas to do, so then you're going to get Siyat Yishmaya to learn, to teach, to be sure. In fact, everybody, what do you mean? What's the first guy? He's learning just Amanas Lelameid. He's not Lasos. He's not learning in order to do. A person who's learning not to do chas v'sholoim, he doesn't deserve anything. He's learning not to do the mitzvahs. You can have such a person, and the Mishnah says he's zaycha. Zok the nitziv if he might pshat emes lamitoi. Haloyim in amanas l'lam. He's learning stam. He wants to learn Torah. Avay to do also, but haloyim in amanas lasoi. Zok the hilik nitziv. That means a person who wants to learn in order to mechadesh, in order to understand, in order to mechadesh chidushei Torah, so he'll be zoicha lilmoy v'lelameid lishmor v'laso to be zoicha to the madrega to mechadesh in chidushei Torah. Of them zok the Torah aktoisha asher es mishpota asher yase oiso v'chai bohem. If he's a chai bohem, if he holds this as his life, over there he'll be mechadesh chidushei Torah. It'll be yase oiso, I'm going to live by them. How will he live? It'll be his oxygen. It'll be his cheshek. He has no cheshek, but he's not living with the chiyos. He's not living with chidush ha-Torah. Or Rav Chaim Elojim Zogt, what's pshat chidush ha-Torah? It doesn't mean necessarily you have to mechadish to answer Rav Kiveges Teretz. You don't have to answer the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. But if you understand the Pnei Yoshua's kasha, if you never understood it before, but you work for Harvanya to understand what the Pnei Yoshua is saying, you work for Harvanya to understand pshat in the Toysvis, and you have clarity, total clarity, what Tosfos is saying. So, Rav Chaim Elojim does blab chidushei Torah. You can even write it down for yourself to have the clarity of a Tosfos, not to be embarrassed if you don't have the clarity, and to go over to understand it. That's chidushei Torah. It's a person zula to that madrega, Rabbi Yisrael. Of asher yase oisom v'chadom v'chay b'hem. He lives in the Torah. It's his chiyos. That's his life. It's his oxygen. It's his what his whole mind is occupied with. That's chai bohem. Then a person can be satisfied and be protected from the outside world. That's what the Torah Kedoshim Mechadish here. But if you're not chai bohem, you're doing the mitzvahs. You can put on tefillin every day. You go to Beit Knesset every morning. I went to yeshiva when I was young. and I follow it up. I go to Beit HaKnesses every morning. I go to daven with a minyan 3 times a day. We're not making fun, it's gewaldic. Oh, but if it just comes out of rote, I do the actions, I go to the Sabbath, tefillot, I come home and sing Shalom Aleichem with my children every day, and then I go to sleep. The mitzvahs are not chiyus by him. He's not living with the emissary inspiration of the Torah mitzvahs. He doesn't look at it as this is life. He looks to the old as 6 day a week, or whatever he does most of the day. He attends the davayomi at night, but what he does most of the day, he looks at it, that's his life. There's where he's living. The vacation in the Bahamas, that's what he's living for. And then after the vacation in the Bahamas, he's living for the next vacation in Hawaii. That's what he's living for. That's his life. Then, chas v'shalom, he can be pulled down. You chas v'shalom could be. But if your person is mamish living the life of Torah, living means actually living it. Not just doing actions that make you like you want to be yoytzes and you have to do it because your papa and your grandpapa did it. And it's part of your etzem chiyos. Then you can have that shelter. You can be protected from all the outside distractions of my side. And a person has to realize this is so MS Lamitoy, what the Torah Kedosh is saying to us. How many people, how many Berbachim who are attacker into learning when they were in yeshiva, but they left behind. It didn't remain with them. The chiyus, the mitzvahs became anosh milamuda. The Torah was very desired to go to a shir at night. It wasn't something that he made part of his etzem ahus. Then, the whole mahalach achayim became a different mahalach habutza. His whole lifestyle became different. He got attracted to who knows what out in the outside world. He became more influenced by everything that's going on. The problem is a person could be like the Yetzer Hara put such a koyach in his bria, and he's mechadish, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, kol yoyim is mechadish upon us. He's kol yoyim is chadish with new zachin to attract the Ben Adam outside the world of Emes, outside the world of Chai. He's outside the world of Chai. He's living a life of Misa. His whole life is in concentration on what meal he's going to eat tonight. What is for supper? That's on his mind. What's the conversation with his wife on the phone? What are we eating tonight for supper? Make sure the steak is well done. Last time you made it was a little bit medium rare. And a half hour discussion on the steak. A half hour discussion in the office. What are they talking about? This movie and that movie. Did you see this one? Did you see that one? Yeah, I saw that one. Did you see that last scene? And have memorized lines from the movies. I saw one time two Dubon were talking to me, and they were talking about this line that they remembered, and back and forth, no, what was the proper girsa? It was a machlokes hagirsis. We had to go to the Agoyes HaBach over here to find the emissary girsa. Yova HaShlish, we had to call the third Bach to find the emissary girsa over here. Yova HaShlish, the girsa HaBach. We looked at the Marashah, he didn't say Psha, we were looking all around. The girsa HaBach! To memorize, that's what he's living in! He's living in what was the girsa of that actor who's a mushchas she'en kamayu. That's what he's living in. That's his chiyus. That's his chai. A movie. That's what he's living for. To take his wife out to the movies. We get the kosher popcorn. They just have a new movie deal with kosher popcorn. The OU just came out. You can get it the new movie theater. Kosher popcorn. And they have now Chase Stadium, someone told me, the new announcement, they have the kosher hot dog section. You don't have to, walk by anymore. When I was a kid, when you went to the game, you don't have to walk by and say, oh, smell that, those beautiful, what's it, ballpark franks, they plump when you're cooking, and then you walk by with the smell, oh, well, I'm Jewish, I have to go through it. Now you get your kosher stand, get a kosher pretzel. Hot pretzels here, beer here, and that's what he's living for. To go to a ball game, he has season tickets. That's what he's announcing in shul, and he can take his rabbi even to the playoff game. Rabbi, I want to do you a favor. Please come to the playoff game with me. I want to do a chayla favor for you. That's what he's living for. He's living for watching for his team. He's living for his favorite team. That next year these same players for more money are going to go to a different team. But he's following his team. When he's proud and happy when his team wins the playoffs. Wow. He's excited. That's life. We're going to celebrate. We're going to be at the airport. 500,000 of us, all the Jews, the whole shul's going to go together, ba'achtus, to meet the Pittsburgh Steelers after the Super Bowl. Gevaldik. And the rabbi will get up in shul and say, this brings honor to the city of Pittsburgh and to our shul congregation, Ohev Shalom. We will now, after davening today, have a special sponsored kiddush by the quarterback, I forgot his name, of the Steelers. He's a Jew, no? He's a German Jew. The kids, he's going to give sponsor us a kiddush here in the shul, the Chavad, the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is what life is about. And they're living in it. It's life. And the Torah says, Ushmaadim is chukais of a chayboim. Live in this. This is life. And if you're not living in this, it's death. It's Misa. He's a dead person. What has more than a behema? Behema also eats. Behema also. The lions are also talking in the jungle. He's with a middle lion and a little lion. What should we get today, a rabbit? We'll go for the deer tonight. I'll go for the deer. The rabbit was a little bit rough. The hairs last time. I got one between my teeth. I couldn't get it out for a long time, says the big lion to the little lion. That's discussion of the animals. And what are we discussing? Which restaurant we're eating in? Which cafe? What are you eating for lunch today and for supper? Which movie you're watching? Which television program you're having? Which car you're going to get? That's life. But it's not only that, Rabbi Yisai. If you're living in that, the Torah of Toshu says, it's not going to stop there. You're going to get more involved in what was there. And more involved. And then you're going to be inspired and you're going to be taken over by atrocities. You could sit up and watch a president get up and announce in front of everybody that he cheated and he did the worst ma'isim, and you'll sit there. Listen, he had the honor to admit it. Not bad. At least he didn't lie after he lied 700 times. He finally admitted it. And to sit there and watch it and say, okay, everybody makes mistakes and to go on. It doesn't affect the person. That's my president. That's who I look up to. Chayei Torah! G'day le'emes v'g'day le'olam! That's who we look up to, who are living real life, who are living only in Torah, the Torah world. What's on their minds? What's Pshat Rashi? What's on their minds? I don't understand the Rashba. They can go days and nights without eating. It's not the Pshat for the art scroll, get written in the art scroll book. They're doing it because they're pushing around the Torah, they're living a life of Torah. The Pshat Shulav was traveling. And the sea going, escaping to Shanghai on the boat. And someone was, every few minutes was talking out, trying to find out where were they, how far they are. So someone said it loud enough for Reb Chaim to hear. Reb Chaim obviously was more learning the whole time. He screamed out to his friend, where are we holding? Where are we holding? So Reb Chaim said, Shmai Segimel. The guy was out there asking, we were on the journey, we were almost there. Rabbi Chaim said, where is he holding? He's holding in Shmaisa Gimel. Shav Shmaisa. He's holding in Shmaisa Gimel. I saw him similarly. Zechatzadeh Mekorosh of Rocha just recently read an article about Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapiro also. Someone also came over and asked him, where is he holding? What's doing with him? He said, he thought, obviously the obvious question, well, you're asking someone what's doing. It's about where he's learning. Bar Metzia Ten Zion. No, he meant, where is he holding in life? What is yeshiva? But where is he holding? He's holding Bar Metzia Tes Zayin. Where are we holding? Kedusha Memalev, and we're going to be holding there for a long time. But where are we holding? That's what a person's living for. No, the boy said, that's chios. That's life. And without it, Dr. Gimori Makis Davyud, Talmud Shigolo, if a Talmud Rachman Litzlan killed Bishoy Geig, so the Aloch is Megalon Rabbi Imoy. We send the Rebbe to Golus. We send the Rebbe to Golus. Says the Gemara, Why? You send the Rebbe away from his Halakha family. He has to go out and spend time with that Talmud. He has to go teach him Torah. Rachman is on the Rebbe. Take it easy on him. He has to travel to who knows there to watch it. His Talmud was Gola. He has to run after him to teach him Torah. He has to go there every day, whatever it is, for the time. And he has a whole yeshiva with him. Says the Gemara, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, there's a halacha. There's a halacha in the hilchos of a goyla, of a person who killed b'shoigeg. The halacha of a ritzah b'shoigeg, the Torah says, you have to make him live. So the Gemara before discusses that you have to have a city with food there, you have to have things that he could be physically sustain him. But you also have to give him a Rebbe. But the Torah Torisha says, you gotta give him life! Life. That's why I give him life. Give him Zafka. Rebbe has to come there to teach him. Yes. But the Rambam says, they're like dead. And you're not Makayim the Pasik. There's a Chiyav to make sure that he lives in that Ori Miklat. He might have done a terrible act, but we have no din to keep him. To keep him dead. You gotta keep him alive. How do you keep him alive? Talmud Torah. Teach him Torah. The Poisai. This is such a lesson that we have to learn as we're in Yeshiva, the Poisai. Because if we don't get it now, if it doesn't become part of our dam, if we don't realize and internalize this Yisod, that without Torah, does his Misa. It's Emes Misa. It's Nishnor! The Tosef is Chaim! It's not extra! But if you're not living Torah, if you're not steiging in Torah, and it's not your life, what you're living for, to know Torah, to know Ratzon Hashem, if that's not your goal, then clapping Torah does his mess! We understand that the voice and it's mess. And then we know the word of Torah. Another inkling of its pshat. What should be the discussion at the table? You got two pieces of schnitzel, I only got one, we'll split it. How's your meatball? A little saucy. And yours? Dry. Here's some of the sauce. What should be discussed at the table? If it's shayich, I'm not saying this is our source we should hope for one day. How do you understand pshat this year? How do you understand pshat? What was that pshat? So you have to rest your mind. I'm not saying about a person that needs his time to rest and to relax and get out there and play basketball. I'll play you one-on-one also. But you have to realize, what am I living for? What's my chiyus? And not mitzad estin tzchar shabo, mekabel tzchar tzvei, what's Pshat Rashi? Ki osik v'gufa, we're not going to mekabel tzchar tzvei, Rabbi said. We're going into what we're doing in this world. What is our tachlis? What do we do? What are we doing with our bodies? What our seichel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? The behemah has no seichel to speak. He doesn't have enough seichel, his own seichel is involved in what he's eating next meal. Which animal he's going to attack, which tree he's going to climb. Which tree he's going to climb, which mountain he's going to climb. Where is he going skiing, the kangaroo? That's his mind, his eyes again. Oh my God, Israel gave us a seichel, lehovin, to understand what? Ritzorino yisbolach, Torah toisha. And a person who understands and lives this life of Israel. Like we heard in this week's Shmuz, what a powerful word. He spoke without the tears and the crying, but what a powerful word. What a simcha Rabbi Shmuel Shapira had. Because he was living really with Israel. We do so much people on depression, pills, psychiatrists, psychologists. BS, this guy and that guy is sitting there telling his life story when I was 7 years old. Okay, go a little bit, get on that couch 1 second. He can't start to go on the couch. Doctor, professor, please help me. I'm so depressed. When I was 7 years old, I remember my grandmother once took me to a place and I got scared. Take it out of me. Okay, another $400. We'll see you next week. We'll try to get it out of you, that depression. Here, take some pills. Pop some of these. In the morning, take 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 2 at night. And if you're still awake the next morning, still alive, see me tomorrow. I have an easy way to get, also this is a quicker way to get rid of this depression. Take about 11 of these and you'll get rid of the depression all right. You won't be around tomorrow to have depression, but you'll get rid of it. And once you're in an article, you're making it up because you want it, it's good for the schmooze. I once read an article from a paper that wrote about people in Beverly Hills, where they said, California, here we come, get the surfboards. People in Beverly Hills with the billion-dollar homes, Rabbi Isai. They got everything, Rabbi Isai. 14 swimming pools. Pool tables. Snooker tables, you can call also. They have the snooker tables. Gold-plated snooker tables. Ping-pong table, that's a small thing. We got tennis courts. The only ping-pong tables. We have tennis courts. We have indoor, outdoor. Indoor, outdoor. Half indoor, half outdoor. And we got a 750,000-acre land in the back of our house, a ranch. There's horses there, black horses and white horses and silver horses. We got all horses. And I go out and I spend time with those horses. And I got it all. I got my horse gear, put one of those things. I got a professional jockey. He teaches me how to whip those horses and we do racing. And I got a race car. And I'm depressed! He's depressed. The article wrote out how many of these people are going to psychologists, psychiatrists. You couldn't imagine it. I swear, I couldn't believe it. The happiness that this should give a person, oh, he has it all. He has everything. He has that car that he wanted to be a little boy when he's 7 years old. He saw that car magazine. He's been waiting since he's 7 years old. His father knew he liked it. He put him one of those little ones first. And he used to go around the whole day with that convertible, that little convertible 199 Tonka. And he used to go around his house and play with it all day. And he couldn't wait till he's 17 to get his license and get behind that wheel and race down the block and then race up the block and then race down the block and then race up the block and then race down the block and then up the block again. Until he had to go to a psychiatrist. There's nothing else to do. But he's behind that wheel. He's got it! This is life. I made the moment. I have touched eternity. 145 miles per hour down the speedway. That's eternity. That's life. When the Torah has a machloikas with this guy, the Torah says that's not life. That's death. Either because he's going to get into an accident, or that's death be'etzer. That's not what life is. Not that you can't have a car and race in the car, but to think that is life. It's a hechsher mitzvah to get to the shul, maybe. Hechsher mitzvah, a mitzvah, maybe if you do the tziv, it's a hechsher mitzvah, maybe. It's a use for mitzvahs, but that's life. That's what you're living for, Rabbi Isai. You're living for the day! And I quote a certain individual, a Jewish person, in the hospital dying. He has a few moments left. Please, doctor. Yes. Yes, Mr. Belchbaum. What can we do for you? You don't have so much time left. What can we do for you? Should we bring the rabbi? Bring it, you want to speak to him, say some confession? No. No rabbi right now. Put me in front of the television set. I want to go out dying watching the Merv Griffin show. And there he goes slowly with his eyeballs attached to the siva. He's Heshiv Nishmasai. I can't say what Shema Yisrael, I don't know what Merv is talking about. But he's Heshiv Nishmasai Ad Hashem with the Merv Griffin show. And this is how he lived his life. We once spoke about it, boy. It's a very funny thing. But this is the world out there, boys. So you can't fake yourself if you don't ingrain. if it doesn't become part of me, and even if I'm not holding by, but the aspiration for it, what is Sfiras HaOmer about? Says the Hilke Chinuch. Why are we counting?
What was last night? I forgot. I seem to have forgotten what last night, because two nights ago, my grandma Mary came in and she talked to me about something. I don't know if I counted Sfira last night, the night before. It's 14, 13, 16. Which one is it? Anyway, what is this whole thing? Anyway, we're just saying numbers. It's a numbers game. It's 14. It's 2 weeks. That is 2 days. It's 1 week. That is 7 to 6 days. Very nice. What's it all about, boys? We're saying it every night. Everybody gets to see everybody getting into it. Hinini, Muchon, and Mizumon. What? Just count a day. Very nice. 16 tonight. Most people say this. Very nice. What do I get out of this mitzvah? The Dehelke Chinuch! In mitzvah Shinvav! Mishor say a mitzvah Sarapshat is not trush! The Misha Kol Ikun Shayisov! Ein Ela HaToyro! What is Kol Yisov for? What is aspiration? Who are we? Who are we? Know who you are, don't lower yourself. Just like we know there are four different levels of species in this world of beings. There's a tzoymeach. The doimim, I'm sorry, the inanimate object, the tzoymeach. You have the plant life, and then you have the animal kingdom, and you have all the way on top the goy, the medaber. And the Kuzri says the fifth, that the Yisrael. Let's say you would have a goyish guy or boysai. And all of a sudden, you see him walking his dog. But he wants to act like the dog. Dog looks like it has a good time, a boysai. Just like someone told me just now, near my house, they built in the valley over there. I'm alone for dogs. I'm serious, I'm not joking. In the valley, outside of Shurfat now, if you look outside, it's called a hotel for dogs. It's a dog hotel. If she is thinking of getting it cheaper for the next year. No, I'm kidding. It's a dog hotel. So this dog hotel, the boy side, the taxi driver was telling me that he's taking a lot of times dogs, their parents go away for vacation. They don't take all the children. Some children stay. So they send the dog off with this cab driver. He told me how much he takes for a dog. I said, you know, there's a new rule today that if you have three in a cab, you have to pay extra. So I said, what happens if you have one person and two dogs? I had his old child. Is that considered three people? Or the two dogs are like, well, we could clear. He said, it hasn't been worked out by the taxi association yet. So the union of the taxi association, what's the deal of two dogs and one person? Or three dogs and a cat? But anyway, so they came, so he tells me he takes it to the hotel. So I made a joke, is it a 4-star, 5-star? Maybe Enochanami, maybe we'll use it. So what do they say? He said, 3 meals a day. So why would you sit down? So this guy all of a sudden got an idea. He wants to go on a vacation. He heard the dogs are having a good time. He joins in. Get me a room. But he told her, Bobby wants quiet roommates. The little dogs, not the big ones. They bark a lot. So he wants quiet roommates. So he goes into the dog hotel. He gets down on his fours. And you come in that day just to see what's going on. You know, we took on a class trip to see the dog hotel. And I see a man over there on his fours eating out a jar. Alpo, right? Alpo dog food. He's eating there, enjoying it. Mamish Gavaldin. He looks like he's licking into it. I see that guy. Well, you know, this must be the crazy house. He's on his fours. He's on his fours eating dog food. He goes around and they have activities with them in the forest over there. You know, capture the flag with all the dogs. He usually wins. He's a little bit smarter. So anyway, he's there and you see him there. I say, you look at that guy. What a nebuch. A human being like a dog. Save the voice. If he eats, a year to his life, as the Chinuch said, is Chayi Toiva. That his whole life should be involved. I'm not saying a boy should 24 hours a day to much Regis, but his life should be about thinking and learning and Mekai Mitzvahs, and that's what's getting screened, that's his life. Not he should even get up at davening 7:47, just miss Barakru today, maybe tomorrow. That, what's life? And there he is, and he acts like the goy. The same Madrega, that's how we should, that's what the Chinuch is saying. That the same way, as we look at the person acting like the dog, the same thing is a person who goes and acts like a goy. He goes and he does the chukim of the goy! And he's a yid, who's called Ikon, Dr. Chinuch, is Toiro, Chai Toiro! This is his life, this should be his life, and he lives like a goy! This is a human acting like the dog, the same thing! sagt der Heilige Chinuch, um der Teure Nivu Shomayim ve Oretz wie Yisrael, um in Eikein, ki Ikon Shei Yisrael, and that's what we think out of Mitzrayim for. It's David Olimnois, Mochas Yoyim Tov Shal Pesach, Ad Yom Nesines Ad Teure, Laharo Yisbin Afshenu, Achifet HaGodo, Ayoyim HaNichbar. I always give the marshal. And I said today, you don't have to go so far for the marshal. Not many. I remember 3 years ago, I walked into a room and I saw a clock. It was a very funny clock. I thought it was time to time, but it had three separate sections. In one place it said 47. The next thing it said, I forgot a lot of numbers. And then in the next thing it said another amount of numbers. I was wondering what kind of clock it is. It didn't look like the time because it wasn't 347, 745 in the morning. So I was wondering what clock. This guy says there's a new thing called a chosin clock. And you punch in how many days to your chuppah, and it's how many days, how many hours, how many seconds, and slowly it ticks away. Slowly it ticks away. Because every chosin can't wait for that day. Get out of the dormitory already. He can't wait for that day. How many more days I have to deal with these roommates? 35 days, 34 days, 33 days. Zot the Hilke Chinuch, Zot is the Pshad and Sfira, so amen. If he calls you, he calls you, Klal Yisroel, Zeinu Yel HaToyo. And I yo in Hilke Yotek from Shavuos. We're going to get in the Sinas HaToyo, which is called Ikron Shal Yisroel, which is the Siva for the Briyas Olam, which is Ritzayin Ayshal Yikadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest possible gift that any human being can get, as the Goyim says, Avas Olam Avticho, I gave you the greatest possible gift because I love you so much, that is the Torah. That is supposed to be our aspiration every day, one day closer. The Chinuch's Moshe was to an Eved who's getting free finally from his Avdus. He counts day after day, finally, whatever, getting free. But that is what we're counting for. We're counting to show the Harei Spin Avshenu, HaChefetz HaGodol, the great, great, great Chefetz, for the Helik and the Sinas HaToyra, for HaKadosh Baruch to us. That's what Sphere is about. If a person understands that, the Sphere of Sa'oima should be Meiridik. Baruch Atah Asher Kiddushon B'mitzvoisav Tivonu Asvira Asaroymen Hayom Esrim Yom. It's 20 days. It's only 20 more 8 days till the Heilig Atah. The Torah, the Yontif, when I'm going to get the Torah, that is my essence. It's my life. This is what we have to feel, Rabbi. This is what's supposed to be inside of us. This is what we're living for. That's what Torah is about, Rabbi Yisrael. How many of us are hoping, are wanting to eventually get that Madrega, but it has to start somewhere. It has to come with the realization that if I wouldn't learn Torah, if I don't have Torah, if Torah won't be a part of me, what am I going to be? Kami Yosef Ike B'Shukim. Or even worse, Kamasi, and that's why we said this parasha. But you have to realize even more this Romanness, the godless, the inspiration. You see a Yi'al Bocha Ari Pafasorsky who takes an extra Seder and he finishes another Masechta. And you see the change. You see the human being growing. You see his chiyus. You see his inspiration in Torah. And we have to take inspiration for that. That's what these days are about. Preparing. Getting ourselves ready. But more, coming to the realization, emes l'amitah, that there's nothing else in life. Nothing else important. That they don't make a mistake. That doesn't mean we're not eating, we're not sleeping, we're not playing, we're not enjoying what we call enjoying, we're not doing other things. That's not what I'm saying. We can do all that. But it's the realization deep inside of us that there's only one thing that's really life. That's really life! That's my chiyus. And all the gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael, when you saw them, that's what they lived. Rabbi Nachum Pitzovitz was in the mirror, and for 3 days, he had a shayla and some food, he didn't want to eat. How did he live? They say on a rajba. 3 days, he ate the rajba, and that was his sustenance. Tonight's melitza, but it was emes. They saw he sustained himself. And the going, how much did the going eat? the goyim ate so little. He ate a half a kesayis, a few times a day, a little bit less than a kesayis of bread, a little water. That was it. Nothing else. And he slept very little. And plump cheeks, suppose he had plump, red plump cheeks. They saw the goyim. How much do a shiva person realize? The shiva, I once saw him. I was zoicha one time. Zoicha, I mean, to understand who the shiva is. People see him, he looks very big. At one time, he had a big shayla. It was Erev Yom Kippur. I ran up to his house, had to speak to him, very, very important. I run in there, and he's on his way back from the mikveh. And he said, Yisrael, come over. I need help with putting on the tzitzis. And he stocked in packs. I was loading them all one at a time. I almost had the pachad. What is that? I couldn't believe it when I saw the yeshiva without the tzitzis. Skinny, bones and flesh. Maybe 100 pounds. Carrying who knows how many weight on his back. What is Simchas Achayim? What does he eat already? A little bit here, a little bit there. He ate no bread during when he was filling only from Simchas. Yeshiva. How much does he eat? But the Simchas Achayim. Simchas Achayim is from a good steak. I've had it. You're allowed to enjoy a steak. But the emes of Simchas Achayim is not living it, indulging it, living the life of Gashmi. That's all I'm about. That's what I live for, and that's what I'm going to die for. We said once, Rabbi said, we're ending. The scary thing, Rabbi said, a Jewish cemetery somewhere. It's in a friend's book, page 39, 7 lines from the bottom. Over there, he said somebody once walked into a Jewish cemetery, and he sees on the, what's it called, the monuments, bowling balls on the monuments of people's cemetery. Red ones, yellow ones, orange ones. And one of them was one of the big monument. And there he was like, I guess, the head of the whole Chabura! Thursday night Chabura. They went patrolling after always to become the Alti Yeshiva that they chose. So now it was just the bowling with the trolling. And there it said, in big Vosel letters, we live to bowl. We live our life to bowl. The machloikis, this chabura with the chinuch, with the tachlis, and the gomashitosa. It's a machloikis. What are we living our lives for? Voisai! Torah is so gross. There's so much of it. And it's difficult, Rabbis. I'm not saying it's easy, but you have to realize the more you learn, like anything in life, the more you learn, the more you get into it, the more you put yourself into it. The more you make it your rotzon that you want to shtay, you want to grow, you make a little bit extra, say it's harder, boys. I remember when I was a buck and I'll be moida ala emes. I didn't have always cheshek 100%, but I, whenever it was that I ever had opportunity, I ran to the base medrash, even without the tremendous cheshek. I threw myself into it. The cheshek comes, boys. Especially if you work in a tzivus hashem yaaser, when you're mechadish. Now, if you said chidush is not necessarily marochas to answer kineges kasha, chidush is getting clarity in the Gemara. You understand the Gemara well. That's chidush. And when you do that, the chishik will come. So the hilakachem d'shloim and amending. And it's hakdama. The pasuk says in the beginning of the ilim, Ashvei yaish ashaloi ha'ach ba'atzus v'shoyim v'deach adom le'omar. Moshe says the yoshu ki b'toyus hashem chefzoi. Of the Torah, so Yega Yom Vavoida. So the Hedeka, Echem de Shloimai, Kim the Torah Hashem is Chefzo. If it remains Torah Hashem, it's just the Torah Hashem that you didn't take it inside of you, it did become yours! It did become your Torah! Through acquiring it, through the Kinyon of that Torah, through working at an Omer, it did become your Torah, then it's Chefzo. Then it's totally your desire. One day you feel like it, one day you don't feel like it. But you want to have an explosion! Of inspiration of the Torah Sai. So the Chem Deshnoim, if it becomes your Torah, if it becomes Torah Sai, the Hainu, it doesn't just remain Stam and Develt, but you work at the Shir, you work at the Toises, you work at the Bekias, and you claim it becomes your Torah, then the Cheshek just goes and goes, and you're inspired, and you live that life of true happiness of Moshe. True emes and happiness of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, they couldn't believe the happiness because he made the Torah saw it, became his Torah through the Omel, through the Yegia, through the Ravanya. This is the Yisoy we have to know. Called Ikrin Shal Yisoy in Allah Torah, V'chai Bohem.
Chai Bohem, Hashem says, is not just of doing mitzvahs. It's living a life, no matter what you'll be. But your whole day is focused on for that Seder. Your whole day is focused for that Chavrusa that you have. Then, Be'ez Hashem, you'll be able to walk out of this world. Be'ez Hashem, the time comes with a feeling that you accomplished, with a feeling that you weren't just Kimasi Eretz Mitzrayim, with a feeling that, oh, Rachman Litzlan, I had to go through all these, Rachman Litzlan, I had to be involved with all the Shtusim Achayim. You wake up one day, 67, and all the time is gone, and you look back, you don't want to regret. What did I waste my life with? Bobby pins, television shows, movies, that's what I did with my life. You speak to the old people, they'll tell you, it was a waste. You don't want to get to the time when Moshe Aaron Stone was once walking by the bus stop over here, or maybe, I don't know, over here, in a certain bus stop, he saw two old men arguing. And one was saying, when they were using their fingers, and one was like this, and one was like that. And he walked over, and he didn't understand. He said 7, and he said 8, and they were arguing. Ches, and he said tes. He thought they were arguing what daf is that name of Rabbi Yochanan on, in Brachas, is the ches or tes. And then he realized they were arguing how many buses just passed. Was it 8 or 9 buses that had passed that afternoon? And that's what the two old men were discussing on the bench at 70 years old. We don't want to get to that madrega. These are the years of Yisrael. Yoshev v'yeshiva! These are your opportunities to ingrain the chiyus of Torah! That this is my mitzvus, no matter what I'll be! I'll be plunging away as a plumber! But I realize, I can't wait for my 8:30 Seder with the baker. I might come with my plunger stick and his with his baker stick, but we put it outside the Beis Medrash, and we walk in, and we sit to learn. And that's the time of day where I'm living. The rest of the day, I don't know, I have to make my parnasa. But here I'm living a life of emes, of chiyus. Yizoycha ve'ezah Hashem Rabbi Yisrael. You had to listen to Torah, to appreciate. Kiheim chayenu. Ve'oyrech yameinu. We say it every night in my Rabbi Yisrael. How much do we feel it? In these days of Sfira, let's work towards feeling a little bit the godless, the greatness of his, of being a ben Torah. Of being one whose aspiration is Torah, and we zeichu ve'ezi Hashem to emes hakabbalas haTorah to mashiach bi'as mashiach zukeinu meheirim.